ahead at this brand new year of ours, 1989, and I'll predict some of the events I've seen in my clouded crystal ball. Last year's predictions, in case you remember, were remarkably accurate, so much so it scared me, but not enough to keep me from going out on a limb again this year. If you're all set, let's begin. First of all, there's to be a presidential inauguration this month on the 20th. That's not the prediction. Here's a prediction. President Bush's inaugural speech will call for unity, a kinder, gentler nation, and read my lips, no new taxes. I predict the speech will be every bit as inspiring as the following speech by Billy Murray.
We will now hear from our old friend, Mr. Zilch.
Yay, Zilch! Yay!
Unaccustomed as I am to making public speeches, now that I've been called upon by you, it gives me greatest pleasure, I might say, in speeches. I don't know how to start or what to do. There are much more clever speakers here than I, you know that. But as long as I'm requested, well, I'll try. I thank you, my friend. Well, that all depends. Really, I don't know. Occasions like this, I can't, if you insist. I thank you again. Now, if you'll all quiet down, I hear the story that I heard about two hummingbirds. Let me see, how did this go? Oh, I forget the words. I thank you, my friend. I think you'd better call on Mr. Brown. Oh, say, now you got me in such a touch. No, I stutter too much. Gee, I feel like a great big gawk. What do you call on me for? You know, I can't talk. I thank you so much. Now as I look around the room, you know, it reminds me of a day I spent. Let me see. Was it in November or down in Kankakee? I just thank you, my friend. I think you better call on someone else.
Well, I thought it was funny. At some point in the year, I predict, each of us, if we survive, will become 1 year older. There's not a darn thing we can do about it. Here, in advance of your birth date, is that great American tenor, Carl Alfalfa Schweitzer, to sing his favorite song, Many Happy Returns.
With the heart that sings.
Well, from many happy returns, we go to the subject of world peace, always a popular subject with politicians. As to the concern of world peace in 1989, I predict that a great deal of talking will go on, and there might even be some action. Stranger things have happened. But, of course, we'll go right on maiming and killing one another, just the same. It's enough to provoke the devil, as played here by Henry Burr.
Who wanted to go up above, up above? He cried, it's getting too warm for me down here, and so I'm going up on up where I can have a little fun. The devil simply shook his head and answered his son, hey, down here where you belong, the folks who live above you don't know right from wrong. To please their king, they've all gone out to war, and not a one of them knows what he's fighting for. Way up above, they say that I'm a devil and I'm bad. Kings up there are bigger devils than your dad. They're breaking the heart of mother, making butchers out of brothers. You'll find more hell up there than there is down below. Kings up there, they don't care for the mothers who must stay at home. They're part of the bear, stay at home. Don't you roam? Although it's warm down below, you'll find it warmer up there. If there you went up there, my son, I know you'll be surprised. You'll find a lot of people who are not civilized. Stay down here where you belong. The folks who live above you don't know right from wrong. To please their king, they've all gone out to war, and not a one of them knows what he's fighting for. Way up above, they say that I'm a devil and I'm mad. Kings up there are bigger devils than your dad. They're breaking the hearts of mothers, making butchers out of brothers. You'll find more hell up there than there is down below.
Old 1915 song, I guess. Stay down here where you belong. Not bad advice. As you know, a great deal of attention is currently being paid to the plight of homeless people in America. I predict that this level of concern will accelerate in the media and in political speeches throughout the cold weather. Nothing much will be done, you understand, but an awful lot will be written and said. Then, of course, the weather will get warmer and we'll all forget about the homeless again until next winter. Woody Guthrie had a genuine concern for homeless people. Here's Woody.
Got no home, I'm just a roaming round, just a wandering worker, I go from town to town, and the police make it hard wherever I may go, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. My brother brothers and my sisters are stranded on this road, a hot and dusty road that a million feet have trod. Rich man took my home and drove me from my door, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Was a farming on the shares, and always I was poor. My crops I lay into the banker's store. My wife took down and died up on the cabin floor, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Around, it's mighty plain to see this world is such a great and a funny place to be. All the gambling man is rich and the working man is poor, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Great
Woody Guthrie. Now, another prediction. We all know the new administration will be greatly concerned about the problem of drugs in our society. They've told us so, anyway. I predict the war on drugs will be stepped up, but as always, it'll be far outstripped by supply and demand. Thank you. just to indicate that the problem of drugs is not new in our society. That recording was made in 1934. Dave Harmon. My fifth prediction, as Luella Parsons used to say on the radio, the nation's crime rate will continue to soar, particularly crime in high places, such as securities firms, government offices, where it pays better.
I had a friend named Camo. He used to rob, steal, and gamble. He tried everything that was low down. He was out tomcatting one night when he started a big fight. Then a big policeman came and knocked him down. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. I told him over again to quit drinking whiskey, lay off of that gin. He's in the jailhouse now. He'd go away, but the police met him at the train. The cop says, I've come for you. Camel says that this won't do, because Camel never was my name. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Yes, he broke out all over town. The fool walked about. He's in the jailhouse now. I met his old gal Sadie. She says, have you seen my baby? I told her he was downtown in the can. She went down just to go his bail. She says, I've come down here to get my man. She's in the jailhouse now. She's in the jailhouse now. So you can understand why old kid said is in the can. She's in the jailhouse now. Oh, de-dee-de-do.
The singing brakeman, Jimmy Rogers. Now, the problem of drunk driving. In Delaware, most people who drink and drive will keep right on doing it. Even, I think, those who don't have political influence.
Show me the way to go home. I'm about an hour ago, and it's gone right to his head.
Do tell.
Wherever I may roam, on land or sea or foam, you can always hear me singing this song. Show me the way to go home.
Harry Reeser's Orchestra, Show Me the Way to Go Home, an old-time song back when drinking was considered funny. Let's go to the subject of construction. The rate of construction in Newcastle County will, of course, continue apace. I predict that by the end of the year, it will be impossible for anyone in the county to reach out anywhere in any direction without touching a two-story colonial, a condominium, or Kmart.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. Let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Don't fence me in.
Don't Fence Me In by Kate Smith. Now, it's all very well to plead for more space, but we know the builders now covet every bit of open land in the county. It's just a matter of time, I believe, until they discover all that green acreage in our cemeteries. Let's have Colin Davis describe what's happened in Britain. And we're next.
They're moving father's grave to build a sewer. They're moving it regardless of expense. They're shifting his remains to put in 9-inch drains, to irrigate some posh bloke's residence. And now what's the use of having a religion and thinking when you're dead your troubles cease, if some posh city chap wants a pipeline to his tape, and they'll never let a workman sleep in peace. And now father in his life was never a quitter, and I don't suppose he'll be a quitter now, 'cause when that job's complete, he'll haunt that sewer suite, and he'll only turn the tap when he'll allow. And won't there be some bleeding consternation? And won't them city toffs begin to rave, which is more than they deserve for having the bleeding nerve to muck about with a British workman's grave.
Right on, Colin. Traffic in Newark, already bumper to bumper and door to door, will be hopelessly gridlocked 24 hours a day by midsummer. Here's the only possible solution I can see.
Stay home, little girl.
For those of you who do it alone, who stand by a loved one with Alzheimer's disease, now there's someone to stand by you. The Alzheimer's Association.
Just as long as you stand by me. So darling,
to reach your local Alzheimer's Association, call 1-800-621-0379. Someone is there now to stand by you.
Now it's request time on Scratchy Grooves. No, I'd rather play for Lou English tonight. If Lou's listening, here's The Rose of No Man's Land, Charles Hart and Elliot Shaw, 1917. For Lou English, if you would have a song that you'd like to have played on Scratchy Grooves, you can call me here at the station, 451-2701. I'll try to get it on for you next week. Back to the predictions. New Year's predictions tonight on Scratchy Grooves, in case you've just joined us. On the global scene, Premier Gorbachev will continue to make headlines with his arms reduction efforts. And given the sad state of the Soviet economy, Russia will push to set up more joint ventures with Western firms. Look for many more cultural exchanges, too, intended to increase friendship between the USSR and the USA. How do you say, let's get friendly in Russian?
Will you please tell me whether we two can get together, or if you're going to sit there all by yourself, like a clock on a shelf. I've been here for an hour, doing all in my power to make you be nice to me. What you sitting over there for? What you giving me the air for? What you got the Morris chair for? Oh, come on and let's get friendly. What you wanna leave me flat for? What you wanna be like that for? What's the welcome on your mat for? Oh, come on and let's get friendly. Why have you got those lovable charms? Why have I got these two loving arms? What you acting so afraid for? What's the window got a shade for? What's the cozy corner made for? Oh, come on and let's get friendly. Oh, come on and let's get friendly. Oh, come on and let's get friendly. Why have you got those lovable charms? Why have I got these two loving arms? What you act so afraid for? What's the window got shade for? And what's the cozy corner made for? Oh, come on and let's get friendly.
Another prediction coming up. Concern about the sad state of education in this country will grow, at least at the rhetorical level. A great many suggestions will be made for improving the nation's schools. Now, all of these suggestions probably nowhere near as sound as this one, made by the Mound City Blue Blowers back in 1936.
Instead of D's, and my mom and dad I'd please if I had rhythm in my nursery rhyme. In the corner on a stool I'd sit cause I broke a rule, but I'd show them I'm no fool if I had rhythm in my nursery rhyme. Tra-la-la-la-la won't get me far. Lately I've been thinking, if I had a little bit of rhythm I could be a Washington or a Lincoln. Simple Simon at the fair met a pieman who was there. About those two guys, I don't care, cause I need rhythm in my nursery rhyme.
Let's say that was for Neil Payne, Bunny Berrigan. As you may have heard, Neil won't be on his show tonight in a miss coming up at 8 o'clock, but there will be a good man here to play your old-time big band music. All right, predictions again. In the realm of taxation, my prediction is pretty much the same as last year. The IRS will take everything you've got that isn't nailed down. And in fact, I think they're reaching for a crowbar now. Here's Dean Janis with Hal Kemp's orchestra with a song addressed to the tax man.
Thank you. destiny. I would gladly give the sun to you if the sun were only mine. I would gladly give the earth to you and the stars that shine. Everything that I possess, I offer you. Let my dream of happiness come true. I'd be happy just to spend my life waiting at your beck and call. Everything I have is yours, my life.
Come and get it, IRS. Well, the subject of Oliver North. America's favorite liar, next to Joe Isuzu, will of course be pardoned on condition that he apologize and promise not to do it again. So he will step to the microphone and, with his fingers crossed behind his back, say something like this.
If I told a lie, if I made you cry, when I said goodbye, I'm sorry. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. If I caused you pain, I know I'm to blame. Must have been insane, believe me. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. I realize I've been unfair to you. Please let me make amends. Don't say that you forgot the love we knew. After all, we were more than friends. If I made you blue, I've had heartaches too. Now I beg of you, forgive me. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I
Phil Spitalny's orchestra and Paul Small singing the Oliver North song. You probably saw in the paper a couple days ago that 59% of the people in Britain, according to a recent poll, would be happy to see Queen Elizabeth step down so that Prince Charles will have something to do besides play polo and roam around. Now, it may be that Elizabeth is reluctant to give up her crown because of fear she won't be able to earn an honest living. She might get an idea or two from George Formby.
I just can't remember the last time I worked. I could blush with repentance and shame. When I think of the years that I've spent on the dole, well, I can't bear the sound of my name. But I'm going to reform and I'm looking around for a job that I think I can do. I'll just work like a horse and have no more remorse. There'll be no need for me to feel blue. Because I went to the races not long ago and watched every jockey that won. He just sat on his horse while it covered the course and he got 50 quid when he'd done. Now if I understood horses and knew how to ride and learned up a bit of my fat, If I was head stableman to the great Aga Khan, I could make a good living, make a good living, make a good living at that. Some cricket fish came from Australia last year, and the newspapers made such a fuss. I don't know what the row was about, but it seems that they'd taken some tins from us. There was one in particular, Don was his name. He's the youngest one that gets my goat. For a millionaire chap likes his playing so much that he sent him £1,000 note. Just imagine a lad picking money up so just because he belongs to a club. I could almost repent at the long years I've spent playing dominoes down at the pub. Now if I understood cricket and what it's about and knew how to handle a bat, if I could beat Bradman's score of 304, I could make a good living, make a good living, make a good living at that. I would have some debate on the taxes and rates. I'd surely create lots of fuss. And I wouldn't sit there and say nothing like some. I would always be wearing my hat. And if they made me premier at 10,000 a year, I could make a good living, make a good living, make a good living at that.
George Formby, a little music all-star. I could make a good living at that. Good advice for Queen Elizabeth. Now, the subject of Dan Quayle on our prediction program tonight. You remember Dan Quayle from last summer? Well, soon he will be asked to begin thinking about 1992. You know, in the game of national politics, you've got to get an early start. Let's all hope he will reply something like Little Jack Little did when asked the same question back in the mid-1930s.
They said they could make me the president, but I had to lose you. I would say I don't want to be president. I won't consent to being president or governor or anything if it means my losing you. If they said, don't you want to see Washington? There is a future in view. I would say, I don't want to see Washington. I'm not the one for Washington or Albany or any place if my baby can't see it too. And if they made it clear that my career could be a great one without you, dear, I wouldn't even say maybe. I'd string along with you, baby. And if they said, then you'll wind up a so-and-so and be practically through, I would say, okay, I'm a so-and-so. But gee, it's great to know that I'm a so-and-so without a thing, but still a king, 'cause I have you.
Jack Little. Now, I see in the papers that the Federal Home Loan Bank Board and the Federal Savings and Loan Insurance Corporation bailed out something like 216 failed savings and loans to the tune of about $38 billion, taxpayers' money, in 1988. I predict there'll be more of this sort of thing this year, and I think it only fitting that the SNLs express gratitude to the investors and taxpayers. Here's Lee Wiley to show them how.
Came to my rescue. I was low, I was frantic. You came to my rescue. It was oh so romantic. I saw you and adored you. I began to live. Here's something to reward you. My heart is all I can give. You found me in danger of a life ever dreary. You found me a stranger, alone, alone. Some angel had to save me. I prayed to stars above. You came to my rescue with love. You came to my rescue. I was low, I was frantic. You came to my rescue. It was all so romantic. I saw you and adored you. And I began to live. It's something to reward you. My heart is all I can give. You found me in danger of a life ever dreary. You found me a stranger, alone, alone. Some angel had to save me. I prayed to stars above. You came to my rescue with love.
Lee Wiley, the Savings and Loan Song. Final prediction tonight. The biggest problem facing the nation this year is, of course, the one that won't go away and that no one knows how to solve, the budget deficit. Well, the United States is new at this business of being a debtor nation. Maybe we'll learn in time, if we're lucky. Meanwhile, what's wrong with the strategy we've been following for years now, writing IOUs? It seemed to work for Ronald Reagan, and look how popular he is. Here's Helen Cain. Technical problem, we evidently can't bring you Helen Cain tonight. Maybe next week. This is Bill Chambliss. You have been listening to Scratchy Grooves. I appreciate your tuning in this New Year's. We'll be back next Sunday at 7 o'clock with another program, a special program next Sunday, subject of trees, which are also dear to my heart. Hope you'll tune in then. Stay tuned at 8 o'clock now for In a Mist, with a new host tonight, replacing Neil Payne for this night only. I hasten to say he'll be back next Sunday at 8 o'clock with his In a Mist program. But don't miss tonight. There's some